Proverbs chapter 2, verses 12 through 15. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leaves the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, for they are froward in their paths. If men and women could see the ugly and wretched deformity of sin, if they could see where it all ends, their hearts would recoil in terror and disgust. But sin never presents itself as it really is. It's like a sugar-coated capsule of cyanide. It is like a hypodermic needle that is said to contain anti-cholera serum, but is actually filled with the venom of the cobra. It is like a path that is marked as the way of joy and pleasure, but which actually leads to hell. The path is always crooked and hides the end from view. Once a person is on his way down the pathway that leads to destruction, only a powerful intrusion of the grace of God can set his feet aright. In this passage, the various traps of sin are exposed as a fearful picture of temptation and evil. It is fascinating to observe that the prime warning is against evil companions. If a young man would avoid the heartache and sorrow at the end of the trail, he should pick his friends and companions with care. Today's society swarms with hordes of men and women whose prime mission in life seems to be to ensnare others in their lifestyle of evil. Drug pushers abound in our schools and neighborhood hangouts. Throngs of evil-minded, hell-bent sinners swagger through the streets doing their dead-level best to entice unsuspecting youth into a life of wanton immorality. Like poisoned fountains spewing forth death and destruction, their lips reveal what their hearts contain, a hatred for God, His ways, and His word. Their contamination spreads like the foul stench of an open garbage dump. Polluted themselves, they have as their life mission to pollute everyone and everything around them. Like the devil himself, they gloat and glory in wickedness and strive to draw others into their net of evil. The promise of wisdom is deliverance from the terrifying picture of ultimate doom. The promise of wisdom is to take us through life on the path of uprightness and light, to lead us on the straight path of communion and fellowship with God, to snatch us from the jaws of death and let us experience the joys of the abundant life. Moses, in his last speech to the people, placed before them a choice. God places the same choice before us today. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days.